Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have William Santana Lee, the chairman and CEO of Nightscope, and is an American entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience in leading companies to global success. And Mr. Lee, thanks for joining us here on EPN.
Greetings from Silicon Valley. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thank you for joining us, and a good morning to you. So let's get things underway here. Nightscope is the leader, I understand, in autonomous security robots and blue light emergency communication systems with an emphasis on keeping America safe. What is your company's vision? Let's start there today.
So we have this grandiose long-term mission to see if we can make the United States of America the safest country in the world. And we want to do that by providing law enforcement officers and security guards that patrol our nation 24/7 unprecedented technological capabilities for them to be able to do their jobs much, much more effectively with a combination of autonomous technology, robotics, AI, and electric vehicle capabilities. And we've started not only building that technology and deploying it, we actually have been now operating across the country for several years, and I think well over 2.3 million hours. So we are on our way.
Hey, that is quite a vision. Certainly do honor and respect that vision as well. Good stuff there. And tell me, what do the robots and emergency systems do in protecting America, and what vertical markets?
So what they try to do is do actually two things. One is to give the officers and guards smart eyes and ears and their voice on the ground in multiple locations at the same time. And that probably is the more obvious one. The less obvious is just being there. Sounds a little silly, but just providing a physical deterrence can stop a lot of negative behavior from happening in the first place. And we've seen this across clients in commercial real estate, casinos, hospitals, law enforcement agencies, public parks. We just deployed a machine in Times Square with the support of the of New York City and the NYPD. And just very simply, no different than, you know, putting a law enforcement vehicle in front of your home or your office, criminal behavior will change. And if you see a 5 foot tall, 400 pound machine roaming around on its own, this is, you know, it's not remote control, and it's making, you know, some unique sounds and may greet you, the strobe light's going and it says police or security on the side, you're likely perhaps not to do what you were intending to do. And that's actually been a wonderful benefit that our clients have been enjoying across the country.
Now, Mr. Lee, last year in 2022, you took the company public, and recently you announced a $10 million public safety infrastructure bond as well. What is the purpose of this bond? Get into some of the details there.
I think it's twofold. One is we need to continue to grow if we're going to achieve our mission. And in order to grow, you need capital to hire more production technicians, more build more machines. You need more engineers. You need a lot of stuff. And, you know, we've been in double-digit growth for the last few years, and we want to continue to do that. It's primarily to focus on growth, and it's a public safety infrastructure bond offering. And the unique portion here is, you know, we're publicly traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol KSCP. And in often cases, it's the case that retail investors usually don't have access to high yield debt offerings from public companies. That's usually cornered off for Wall Street insiders and hedge funds. And we thought that we would pay the interest expense to our supporters and shareholders instead of to the Wall Street elite. So that bond offering has an opportunity to provide the company some growth, but also provide a unique investment opportunity for our supporters.
Certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Mr. William Santana Lee, the chairman and CEO of Nightscope, the leader in autonomous security robots and blue light emergency communication systems, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, does this bond give investors a safer way to invest in the future safety of America? Get into those details as well.
Oh, it's definitely different than, you know, buying equity or you know, buying stocks versus a bond. It's a 5-year bond, 10% interest that we pay in cash annually. But the best way to kind of learn about Knightscope in general and everything that's going on, and there's a really good overview on the, I often call the rise of the robots. So you can go to Knightscope.com/rise, R-I-S-E, and there's all kinds of goodies there, and the robot Rise of the Robots video series is at the bottom as well to give you, you know, a better understanding. So it's always good to do your due diligence and homework there, but we try to make it easy. Again, you can just visit Knightscope.com/rise.
Excellent. And speaking of which, how does our audience actually invest in the future of safety of America and Knightscope? How would one get started? Would that actually be the same website address that you just mentioned?
Absolutely. Knightscope.com/rise. We try to make it easy. All the information's there and your ability to do your homework and due diligence. Oh, one important thing. At the bottom right, there's a little blue instant messaging button that most people think is customer service or something like that. That's actually me, the CEO, and a couple of my teammates answering questions 24/7. So that is not a bot. That's live humans, including management, answering your questions. So that is another good way to do your homework.
Mr. Lee, once again, we really appreciate your time spent with us here today and what you do in the space as well. For more details and to invest and or support, visit Knightscope.com/rise. Mr. Lee, all the best, and thanks so much again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks for having us, and as I often say, long Knightscope and short the criminals. We'll see you on the other side.
I love it. And the perfect way and place to conclude here today. We've been speaking with Mr. William Santana Lee, the chairman and CEO of Knightscope, the leader in autonomous security robots and blue light emergency communication systems. And again, for all the details, visit Knightscope.com/rise. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.